Welcome back to another episode of Talking Soulful. I'm Joe, and today I want to share a story that stayed with me my entire life. A story of intuition, confusion, and a powerful lesson learned as a little girl. It's a moment I've come to realize might have been my very first brush with something we often call intuition, or even a psychic experience, but completely not understanding what it was. So this story I like to call A Stranger on a Train, truth be told. Before we dive in, I want to invite you to think about your own childhood. Were there moments that felt strange or unexplainable to you? Times when you just knew something, even though you didn't know how you knew it, you just knew something or felt something. Hold that thought and let's explore. When I was around, I think 5 or 6 years old, those ages are blurry a little, I went on a train trip with my grandmother. We were traveling from Banff to Montreal because my grandmother didn't like to fly. It might have even been earlier than 5. I don't know, because I used to go there in the summers and spend some time with my grandparents. Anyways, it was exciting going on a train, and it was a long journey, filled with that childhood wonder of seeing new places and riding on a train for the first time. Somewhere during the journey, a man that sat near us, I don't really remember if he was around us all the time or if I just noticed him. I just know, for some reason that I couldn't explain, I didn't like him. And I mean, I really didn't like him. This was not like me. I was usually very polite and well-behaved. But there was just something about him that rubbed me the wrong way. And I remember it. I remember the feeling, and I do believe that that actually wasn't normal for me. My grandmother, being the wise woman she was, noticed my reaction. She had a very real and serious conversation with me about not judging people. Probably a good moment to have learned some deep lessons about life and not judging people. She told me it wasn't fair or kind to dislike someone for no good reason, basically. I don't remember word for word what she said, but I know that my grandmother was very profound about life in general, and she actually had some good things to say. There'll be more of these stories, let me tell you. And of course, she was right. I didn't have a reason, but I still couldn't shake that feeling through the whole train ride. I was young, though, so, you know, I let it go. Or at least I tried to. Now here's the kicker. Are you ready? When we arrived in Montreal, my grandfather was waiting for us at the train station. He was standing near the platform where the trains arrived and departed. They came inside this building and there's platforms there and train tracks. I'm sure some of you know what they look like. Anyways, the moment I saw him, I was so excited, and without thinking, I ran straight to him, jumping into his arms. Now, what happened next was really very unexpected and shocking. My excitement caused him to lose his balance, and we both tumbled off the landing, down into an empty train track below. And I'm talking, that's a long way down. Here's the thing I'll never forget. No one came to help us. Not a single person, except for one man. And it was that man from the train, the one I didn't like. Oh my gosh, even as I'm telling you this story, I'm getting little goosies. Interesting. He was the only one who climbed down and helped us out. No one else did. And my grandfather hit his head on the train tracks. His ear was bleeding. Thankfully, nothing major happened. We were okay. But looking back, and I've thought about this so many times throughout my life, at that time, I was just a little girl who didn't understand why she felt the way she did. But as I've grown older, I've come to realize this might have been my very first awareness of an intuitive psychic moment of sensing something deeper, even if I couldn't fully understand or articulate it at the time. And speaking to that just for a moment, jumping forward many, 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 many years into my adulthood. I don't even know what age I'd have to think about that, but I don't want to sit here and bore you. But I know that I started to realize what psychic moments really are. And they come as feelings, thoughts, words, kind of in your mind, dreams even. But they're not always exactly what they look like or sound like. For example, this story, it could have come, this anxiety from seeing this man and understanding there's some connection going to happen. And it is an awful circumstance, very fearful, very traumatizing, very scary and painful. It was a bad situation that occurred, but the man wasn't bad. You see what I'm saying? So just something to ponder. As I said, the story stayed with me, not just because of what happened, because of what it taught me. First, it taught me a valuable lesson about judgment, like a deep integral lesson about judgment, and that we're not always right, and what things look like are not necessarily what they are. My grandmother was right to remind me not to judge people without reason, and sometimes what we feel about someone might be rooted in something else that we just can't see or explain. And perhaps we should look a little deeper. And of course, it doesn't make that feeling an absolute truth. It's worth pausing, reflecting, and staying open. Second, it showed me how intuition works in ways that aren't always obvious. At such a young age, I didn't have the tools to understand what I was feeling. Was it intuition? Was it a psychic sense? Or was it just a little girl's reaction to something she didn't understand? I don't know. But over the years, I've come to recognize that nudge. That internal signal as something meaningful. And I look. I listen. I pause, I pay attention. And finally, it taught me about being grateful and gracious. That man, the one I didn't like, was the one who stepped up when we needed help, when no one else did. Whatever my feelings were about him on the train, his actions in that moment spoke volumes. Something I never forgot. And sometimes I actually wish I could see him again and apologize and thank him. As I've walked my path and grown into deeper awareness of my intuitive self, this story has come back to me again and again. It's reminded me to pay attention to those nudges. Those feelings that don't always make sense right away. And it's also reminded me to stay open, to question my assumptions, and to look for the lessons in every experience, even the confusing ones. I wonder, do you have a story like this? A moment from your childhood that felt strange or unexplainable at the time? But now, looking back, you can see it differently. Perhaps it was a nudge, a hint, or even your own intuition trying to guide you. If you do, I'd love to hear it. And if you don't, maybe this story will encourage you to reflect on moments that might have felt like more than coincidence, because sometimes the lessons we learn shape the way we see the world as adults. In the episodes to come, I'll share more stories like this, moments of intuition, lessons learned, and those holy crap, what just happened? Experiences that leave us questioning everything. For now, take a moment to think about your own experiences, those nudges. Thank you for joining me today on Talking Soulful. If this story resonated with you, I'd love to hear your thoughts or your own stories. You can reach out to me on social media or leave a message at joeharris.blog. Until next time, stay curious, stay open, keep exploring the soulful connections that surround us all. That's it for now. Take care. See you soon.